It is helpful to begin any session of guided visualization or meditation with three long deep breaths. As you do so, as you inhale, see if you can direct the breath all the way down into the belly and imagine filling up the whole torso with the in-breath, from the belly to the collarbones, just as you'd fill a vessel with water. Then as you exhale, expel all of the air from the torso until you're actually pulling the belly button back toward the spine. If possible, allow the out-breath to be even longer than the in-breath. After the third exhalation, let the breath return to its natural rhythm. So let's begin with these three deep breaths. Now allow the breath to return to its natural rhythm. Simply be aware of your breathing and the sensations of the breathing. And now in your mind's eye, imagine an old-fashioned water well, the kind you might see in the countryside of rural Arkansas. A well that goes deep into the earth to the source of cool, fresh water. Take a moment to close your eyes and get a clear picture or sense of this scene. There might be a grassy knoll, and perhaps a stone arch over the well with a wooden bucket. Notice the temperature, the sky, and any other particulars that can place you in the scene. In front of you on the ground is a lovely stone. You see this stone, you bend down, you pick it up and feel it. You feel its texture, its temperature, its shape, its weight, as you hold it in your hand. And because this is the world of the mind, of the imagination, where anything is possible, imagine that there's a question embedded in the heart of this stone. Why am I here, taking this class? What am I hoping to get out of this class in compassion cultivation? And what is my heart yearning for? And now toss this stone into the well. And listen for the answer that splashes up as the stone breaks the surface of the water. And then as the stone slowly finds its way down into the well, see if any other answers bubble up on the surface. Slowed by the density of the water, the stone might carom off the sides of the well, sending up different answers as it moves deeper down. Eventually, it settles on the bottom of the well. Listen to see if one more answer floats up to the surface to the question, why have I chosen to take this class? And now reflect on any answers that it might have come to you. And if you're so inclined, you might write them down and reflect on them some more.